Gary and Kathy, thank you so much for joining us today. And we're going to talk about the organization Rough Transport. Let's talk about its genesis, how it was started, and what your mission is.
So like us, Donna Rough, who's the founder of Rough Transport, started off doing this out of her own vehicle on weekends, just responding to random Facebook posts, any kind of emails, things like that. So also like us, Donna realized that it was a real passion for her. And that was, I've heard her say, this is what I was meant to do. And we feel the same way. I mean, I've been a dog lover all my life, and we've always had multiples, and it's just a way to give back. So she started Rough Transport in, I believe it was 2013. We added a utility van, a Dodge ProMaster van, so we can transport more animals on any given leg. Last year, in the last 3 years, we've transported over 500 animals, over 30,000 miles, over 5 states. So we're making a difference. You know, we're getting these animals from kill shelters in, county shelters in Kentucky and West Virginia, Southern Ohio, where the conditions are really poor. They don't have a lot of funding. They're understaffed. They just don't have the room. A lot of these animals never make it to the adoption floor. They're looked at. They may have some health problems, some behavior problem, and they're put down immediately. So by doing what we do, we move the animals from those conditions to more adoptable conditions, and we make room for more so they have the chance to. We always deliver the animals safely, comfortably to where they need to go. A particular success that jumps out at me is one of the we transported a lab 2 years ago, I guess, and that dog is now an arson dog with the Columbus Fire Department. So wow. They're useful. You know, they have value. There's so much more that they can give that's just not recognized at some point in their life, and then they're dumped.
Jerry, there's so much that goes on behind the scenes on these rescues. I'd like to mention Tony Kennett, one of the transport coordinators down in the Cincinnati area. She's the juggler that sort of brings everything together behind the scenes and sets up the transport legs, we call them, to get the animals to their final destination on their freedom rides. And there's so many volunteers that are out there networked as well within the transport community. It's really just a great overall team effort.
How many people do you have directly working in your network for Rough Transport?
Three.
Just three. So it's Gary, Kathy, and Donna.
And Donna Rough, right.
Okay.
Right. But the network or the rescue community is huge. I mean, at any given point, at any given day, you've got hundreds of people crossing the country, corner to corner, state to state, within their communities, driving these animals from where they need to go. There's hundreds of rescue groups, and we usually band together. We network with each other. This is all done through social media. This isn't a there's not an office someplace that coordinates this. This is Facebook driven, and it's a real success for Facebook.
There's never any challenge getting the kill shelters to turn over animals. I'm sure do they welcome the alternative?
Most do. There are some that are a little reluctant. I've never worked with those, but I've heard stories of some of the rural areas that just it's too much trouble.
You're a 501c3 organization, so not for profit. Let's talk a little bit about where you receive your help, and then you also have some events coming up that people might like to know about.
Well, Donna has a website, www.roughtransport.org, and there's opportunities for people with passion that want to help donate through Donna's website just for operational funds that are needed to maintain the van, the maintenance of the van, the gas expenses, the supplies expenses for their actual rescues. But we have a shoe drive fundraiser going on right now, Jerry, that we found out through a national organization, www.funds2orgs.com. That's FUNDS number 2, ORGS.com. And the win-win behind that is they take the shoes that we collect and send them to third world developing countries where the indigent populations don't have a means to support themselves otherwise. So the shoes go to them to provide a subsistence means. And the funds that are generated by those shoes, when we turn them over to funds to orgs, go to help our operational and maintenance expenses for the rescues. So it's really a win-win. We're saving animal lives and human lives at the same time. It started on March 15th and will extend through May 15th. And the beauty of it is that when as everyone goes about their spring cleaning, there's always extra things that are no longer needed that we're hoping that will find their way into our collection boxes throughout the community, and one of them being here in Yellow Springs.
You've got a couple of drop-off locations if people are interested, and then we'll also list these on our website. But locations are in Xenia, Beaver Creek, Cedarville, Yellow Springs, as you said, and Waynesville.
Exactly. And just a quick thank you to Lori Deal, who's a business owner here in Yellow Springs, Spring Shearing on 241 Main Street in Yellow Springs. She stepped up to the plate, was recommended by her next-door neighbor, Current Cuisine, Karen Current at Current Cuisine. And so she's hosting one of our bright yellow collection boxes in front of her business there in Yellow Springs. And we're really appreciative of her for doing that.
Great. You have another event that we can talk about?
Thanks, Jerry. On April 24th, we have a sort of a push event that's going to be in front of the Pet Supplies Plus in Beaver Creek in the Fairfield Commons area. And we're going to have our transport van there all decked out and some other visibility items to highlight our mission. And for those folks that, you know, can, again, spare those shoes they don't need anymore, we'll be there collecting them, and we'll have a raffle, some pretty cool prizes. I guess our marquee prize is going to be 4 tickets to a Cincinnati Bengals game. So we're hoping that'll spur interest and get a good turnout.
Great. Any plans to grow your operation, or are you content right now to just be doing as much as you're doing?
We're actually in the process of negotiating an arrangement with a local boarding kennel. One of the problems that we have is getting all these dogs collected from the feeder shelters to one place where we can get them on transport and move them on weekends. So a local kennel in the Xenia-Bellbrook area, a Wagon Tails Inn, has been great to work with us, and they're we're going to try this partnership out for the first time this week, boarding dogs there overnight. We'll bring them in on Friday afternoon, pick them up bright and early Saturday morning, and get them on their way. So we're really appreciative of them.
There'll be one other event, Jerry, after April 24th, as far as a community event, at April 30th at the Green in Beaver Creek. Mucci and Company has agreed to partner with the CICSA organization. They're going to have an adoption event there at the Mucci and Company that day, and we'll be there with our collection box and hopefully be able to offer patrons a discount on some items if they donate their shoes.
Gary and Kathy Turnipseed of Rough Transport. All of the events that we've talked about today, as well as drop-off locations for the shoe drive, can be found at roughtransport.org. Kathy and Gary, thanks so much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Jerry.
Thank you.